views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and I hope you really loved our show last week about gratitude with Laura McKinnon. I've had so much feedback, so I know you did. And this is what we love to do each and every week, is not only empower you, give you new information, but really allow you to become fully empowered in your own life, like your own coach, removing the fears. And, you know, that's where we really get to open in the awareness. And today, what we're actually going to be doing is something a little bit different. As a transformational specialist, and then as somebody, oh, we got a little bit of backlash there from Carter. You're coming through. So what we can actually see, we got Carter coming through there, so we'll just move that around. What we actually start to do is really want you to step into your power, back into your life. And this is what we're doing each and every week. It's what we do at TracyLClark.com as well. And give you those tools, because there's nothing better than having the tools. You can listen to all the inspirational stuff you want to, but if there's no actions or ability to understand which steps you can take, that creates a problem and a block. And then you wake up and the past keeps repeating itself over and over and over. So today, as a body regen specialist, we're going to change our show up a little bit. And I want to invite our callers to actually call in if you have questions or testimonials. The show, though, today and the focus is going to be around your body and food, the relationship, the energies, and the beliefs. So most of our belief systems, if you've heard me talk, they do get stuck in your emotional camp. Not only do they get stuck in your emotional camp, they get stuck in your mind. Your mental space is such a virus. And we have this saying in the world a lot about mindfulness. But really, your brain and your heart is really where in your system, if you look at your system like your computer, your internal guidance is really what's going to steer you in the right way. And so when I hear this word mindfulness, I'm like, mindfulness, you get stuck in your mind and it just creates and replays things over and over and over. So if you're having issues with food and judgments around food, it's your mind that's telling you, don't eat that, you're going to get fat, or don't do that. Now, there is common sense, yes, to everything you do. But what happens is your mental space will take that over. And what we want to do for this hour is to continue to shift the energy behind your judgments and your underlining fears. So a lot of times people say, well, I can eat that way and I feel better. That's your body telling you. Or you say, oh my gosh, I feel so guilty because I had something, you know, sweet. Well, who cares if you've had it once in a while? You know it's a problem or addiction if it's becoming too much. However, a lot of times we become lazy and then we stop listening to what our body's telling us. And that's where the problem lies. So you will hear me say, thank you to the power of the hand of God. That's how I shift a lot. I use my own method that I actually transformed my whole life and hundreds of people, just like you around the world. And these are come directly from them and the questions as how I created this. And this is what you're going to use. You can replace it with the universe or divine. It's an energy of love going to the direct energy of love to get to the root. The other thing, when you use energy to start to shift systems and belief systems around people, places, and things, and around your belief systems around food and how it affects your body, you have to also get into the space, removing the mental, go into your internal knowing of it's done. it's done. If you're constantly looking back saying it's not done or it's not happening or it's not working, you're going to be stuck in that same body that you've been stuck in over and over and over. But the thing is to also remember when you're shifting to a new place and physical body, as we know, you have exercise, your body needs to move. You have eating to your body, which might be different than my body or your friend's body or your husband's or your wife's body. And then if you actually start to listen to what your internal system is asking you for and not going to the mind, you'll start to notice your body will actually change quite naturally. I had a client one time, and I love his story, that he actually got out of the mind, went into his computer system, into his body, started to listen. And he had some fun doing visualization with actually wanting to transform his muscles. Now, he was going to the gym and he was still doing things like that. But I will tell you, very little was he going to the gym, not every day, 5 times a week. And this was just what he did. So everybody's different. And he actually really developed a very lean toned body. And he didn't accept the body the way that he thought it should be. And this was quite a few years ago. And it was lovely to see. He said, you know, I just realized it was talking to my body. It's like, I know my muscles can be strong and healthy and vibrant. And that's how he changed. Rather than my workouts are hard, they're not working for me, this food I'm eating is a detriment to me. All of these words start to define what's happening within your physical body. And the best thing I say that any of us can have is an incredible, strong, healthy body. Because when you have a strong, healthy body and you start to live better, more vibrant, we all know that, and you can start to counteract things very quickly so they don't develop into more sickness, illness, and disease. And you can also, we're going to give you a tip today on some of the things that I really love, simple things that can help you align your food and help you just do little things that are a little bit more fun so it is more energetically aligned and balanced for you. Now, we do have a few callers on the phone, so we will get right to you right after our next break. So just hang on and we will make sure we get to you. But I want to make sure, so start to think about all of the accumulation of the food you eat or the judgments you have to food. What happens is we have judgments to everything we touch. It really is the way it is. It's the way we're conditioned. And you start to say, rather, you know, just think about all those things. If I eat this, this is going to happen. If I do this, this is going to happen. Really look at what that is. Understand that I'm going to thank the hand of God. I'm going to start to remove through the roots and the seeds. So basically, where was this information planted that you made all those judgments around what you were eating and how you were eating? And a lot of times we eat things and feel crappy and we still eat them, but our body is telling us don't eat it. But it's like, oh, I can't. I'm feeling really addicted to the sugar. Well, if you're feeling addicted to the sugar, there's a lot of bitterness probably coming at you in your life that needs to be looked at. And bitterness isn't always anger. It can also translate energetically into frustration in the body. It can translate maybe from a relationship. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. And it also could be your career. It can be any area. It could be your finances. You can be bitter with your finances. You can be frustrated with them too, which will then set off your pancreas, which makes you want to have insulin issues, which makes you want to, this is the energetic side of it, have more sugar, because you need to counteract the bitterness in life with something sweet. So I want to thank the hand of God of actually moving through all the accumulation of energy where you started to judge food to your body to food. So we can start to bind that cassette curse out. Now that is what I say. It's part of how I start to move it to get it out of your internal main system, where it's sitting. So some things that we don't understand is where something is sitting is probably not where you think it's sitting in your body. You just look at it as saying this is the fact, but the reality is we have trillions of cell memories. So things that come up can sit somewhere else. So let's actually get to the root. So just think, where are your judgments to food? What have you been told? What has been the programming? You know, I like that old analogy where people say, well, coffee is good for you. No, now it's bad for you. Chocolate's good for you. Now it's bad for you. This right chocolate, this wrong chocolate. You know, there's so much misinformation that we then misinterpret based on who we are. Misinformation that we misinterpret based on who we are. So I actually want to start to remove the information from your mind that goes to your brain into your internal computer that tells you the same story over and over and over. So I'm going to remove that accumulation of energy. When I do this, a lot of people will say to me, I feel dizzy, I feel tired, I feel thirsty. That's normal. If you don't feel anything, don't worry about it. That's normal too. Each body moves in a different direction. So again, go back one more time. I'm going to do this one more time quickly to the judgments you have around food and how it affects your body. That's a big one. So where the mental place has become an issue with you, we'll actually adjust that so you can be still friends with the mental space, but understand that, again, your internal is going to drive what happens in your physical space and your emotional. And this will actually start to change. So what you'll notice as we move this out, these are the things you can notice. You will start to get more motivation to want to exercise the way you want to. You will get more drive to want to be and eat the way you want to. So if you understand that, you're going to start to see how your relationship with food is going to become a lot stronger, more healthy, more vibrant, and no judgment. When there's no judgment, it's not going to stick to those hips. You don't have to worry about that as much. So what I want to do is before we come back after the break, I want to actually share with you a little bit about the Body Regen and ask you to check it out at Tracy L. Clark. We're starting a new module 1, module 2. There'll be 10 modules, but they are live. There are 8 live weekly calls. So you get to go away, learn how to interact with your body, learn how to become your own, coach, or learn how to become in charge of your life, how you can move those blocks yourself. And the best thing I love about it is we get to interact every week as a group. So what you get to do is ask your questions. You'll go away, you'll practice, you'll use it. You don't have to know anything prior to actually come and join us in any module. You can jump in at any time. And you can also learn, though, if you do have prior training, how to mix the two so you get the best results that you're looking for very quickly, very quickly. Because there's nothing that I can't stand that when things feel slow. And I'm sure you feel the same way. You want them to move quickly. You want them to move fast. And you want to get on with your life so you can start to live a real vibrant lifestyle. And I get it, because I used to live the non-vibrant lifestyle, and now we get to live in extraordinary space. So I encourage you to check us out at tracyhaleclark.com under the Body Regen, where that is starting in October, and you get to join us with a great group of people. So we're going to take a quick break. If you like the show, please share it on your social media, and let's keep shifting people together. As we go together, we grow together. And when we come back, we're going to actually bring Tara on the line, and let's start shifting your questions, your concerns around body and food, or if you might have something different, that's okay. You can bring it on too. We'll see you right after the break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And what are we talking about today? Your body, your belief systems, moving the energy, and your relationship with food, which we know equates to so many issues in our life, especially in North America. We have so many hangups on it. So we want to get you nice in a place of moving forward and being detached so you can go live your life, enjoy sometimes those treats. Life isn't fun if you can't have a treat once in a while. So we are going to ask Carter to bring Tara in off on the line.
Yeah, Tara from Texas. You're now on the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, how are you?
Good, welcome. So what do you want to move today? Something to shift? Something to...
Perfect. I was running today. I was out on my run, and all the emotions kept flooding through my body.
Yeah.
And then I asked myself, what's going on? And I just heard the voice, you still think you're not enough. And, and so then I started asking the question, well, what am I, you know, where is this in my body? And it was basically saying the part of you that is absent. So then I said, well, what part of me is absent? And it said the part of you that you're resisting and that you're unwilling to look at, and that's my body.
Yeah.
And I'm just unwilling to look at it, and I resist aspects of it. And it also talked about my body and my mind and how I just, there's still some aspect of me that thinks I'm not enough. And I, and like, you know, just look around at everything that I've created, everything I've done, but there's still some element of me not being enough.
So what if we start to move the underlying fear that if you actually totally accepted, loved, and integrate your physical body into who you are, right, as a whole, that fear that we start to remove, what it's showing is actually it's coming up because then you might actually start attracting the people that you would like to attract, meaning a partner. And then that would mean you would have to start to change and accept you because they would accept you. And to totally integrate. So there's a fear under there that if you fully love yourself, then there's another level, right? So if you fully accept your body and you step into that and not judge it anymore, and we will remove the accumulation of where the mental chatter takes over, I'm not enough, or this body must look like this. Because in the past, there's an accumulation of energy we can move throughout your timelines of where the body wasn't respected. And it's really showing opposite sex. So where the body wasn't respected by the opposite sex. So there's a fear that if I really love myself, is it going to be respected? Is it going to be honored? Is it going to be, you know, validated in the way that I see it now?
Right.
Does that make sense? So let's move that and connect the internal computer a little bit differently. And everybody that's listening to this, you're going to get this shift as well, because everybody, if you're listening, you're going to get it. So if we connect that through and actually take your system back up to the brain, not the mind, so we can sort of, we still will work with the mental, but we become in alignment with it, so we can sort of remove it to the side. So what we can do is have the brain and override it and impart the thoughts that I'm enough, but I'm also safe when I'm with the opposite sex. So that way we can start to change your timeline to really love all parts of you, all shapes, all sizes, as we're all different. And then there's another component that you naturally pick up, which a lot of us do when we're very intuitive, is just that collective consciousness, especially within North America. There's so much judgment, and we're so hard on ourselves as women, right? I find that it naturally seeps in, and it does. So then you start doing the comparison thing. So let's get rid of that.
Yeah, and that's been coming up for me. And, you know, there's an interest in my life, and I look at him and I'm like, he is interested in me, you know? There's this whole, like, I can't have that. I'm not enough for that. And I know that that's just not accurate. And,
But that's the fear, because when you fully surrender into fully accepting yourself, which we're strengthening, we're moving, we're imparting that new information through your system. So you can say, I love, and that's that, I love myself. I'm connecting to my body and I'm feeling it. Those are those sort of new words, right? It's like, I am enough. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't fully feel it, just actually use those words. Words are so powerful right now, is that I am enough, because they're showing me I'm enough because they're interested as well. And with a new kind of person, you'll have to also learn to have a new way of being, right? So those fears of learning a new way of interacting with a man, we'll remove all of those to know that it's a safe place. It can be fun. It can be joyous, and it can be safe. How does that feel when you tune into that now?
Feels good.
Yeah. Body feels more connected. So feel it into the upper part, more into that heart space, because to fully integrate the entire physical body, I will remove, there's a little bit more of implanting that you seem to have gotten from external words too, that I'm just going to remove, that you aren't enough. And that if you don't hit this level, you're not enough. If you don't hit this level, you're not enough. So you're turning it inward. So you're kind of beating your own self up, I guess, is the best way. So let's get rid of all of that. Yeah. I'll move that all the way down, but I'll override it. Thank you, God. And I'll impart it with the full truth that you're exactly enough, just how you are right now. Does it feel lighter?
Thank you.
Yeah, very proud of you. Very proud of you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Carter, we're going to have you bring Kathy on from BC.
All right. Kathy, you are now on the air on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Tracy. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Do you have a question, something you'd like to have shifted?
Yes. I've always had this, lately, the last few years, I've had an issue with my weight. Mm-hmm. And I used to be one of those people that everything I ate, it was either good or it was bad. But I have shifted that. And I understand that a lot of the weight that I'm having is from stress, and it's my body's way of protecting myself.
Yes.
Well, I'm kind of ready to let that all go, and I'm just having trouble letting it go. It just wants to hang on.
Okay, so can I ask you, in truth, what's the underlying fear if you let it go? I'm going to teach you guys how to back some of this out. If you truthfully let it go, what would be the underlining fear? Because when we let something go, we usually have an underlining root fear when it hangs on.
That's a good question.
It's okay if you don't know right now.
I guess then I don't know right now.
Yeah. So the underlining fear that shows is that if you actually drop this weight, there's a space of what do I go to next to use as something to help me feel safe? What's going to be created then in that place so I can feel safe? So I want to thank Anagoda for actually removing. So the awareness you get, which is awesome. It's like, I don't want to hold this protection space anymore. I don't want to hold this weight. I'm eating the right things. I'm doing the right things. So we will adjust some cortisol too, because when stressed, we all know that goes to cortisol, which you can go to your naturopath. They will help you with that. But it's the underlining is if we want to do is what would replace it? That's what your body's looking for. So what replaces it when I drop this? Am I going to feel safe? Am I going to be good with the new attention that I'm going to get? Am I going to be able to handle stress without it coming back? Because that's a big fear too, right? So not to have it come back, not to have it sit in here. So we're going to move this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually impart the new levels of knowing that you don't need to carry the extra weight to feel safe. So what we're going to do is like, we're going to start to get the mental space over, moving that around. Like you're all hearing me say, Dave, that's our virus. We'll move that out. But we'll reconnect your system again one more time to the thought process that I do not need to hold on to this to feel safe, that I can feel safe by just either being connected, being supported, and that my body can be free of the burdens and the responsibilities and all the accumulation of protection energy that it has taken on. So can we get rid of that?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Get rid of that.
Let's get rid of that and go override in part. So that's what it is. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to open your awareness and your perception to start looking in areas where you can actually say, this is a place where I can feel safe. Believe it or not, it sounds crazy to some people, but I do say to people, I'm like, if you need to feel safe, you can remind yourself, I'm safe today. I feel okay. I don't need to hold on to this extra because I am safe. I'm okay. I'm perfect the way I am. I am good. But then some people, they need to go one step further. I do this with kids. I give them a brave stick, a crystal, something. I'm like, hold, have something that you can take that's a symbol to you feeling safe. And when you have that symbol, we'll anchor it to you. And then that way, when you say, all you need to do is say, this is a symbol I'm going to use. So this is the object, the thing. And then what'll happen is it'll anchor to you. And that thing will take on the way of making you feel safe. So it's just, you need a representation of something. So some people, I have a lady that she used to actually, she created a room in her basement and that became her safe space. So no one was allowed in there. She kept her family out. It was her room, her meditation, her space. And when she went in there, she said it was amazing. She got calm. She did her, all of her things she needed to do. And her actual weight started to move because she felt safe in there. So we're going to create
for you.
You feel safe. Excellent. Okay? Thank you. All right.
Okay, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. All right. Thanks. And we have other callers. Please feel free to call. I just want to encourage you again, after the show, what we do at noon is to hop on our Instagram at @TracyLClark_, where we continue to shift your questions. We continue to allow you to break free and show you how to do that. And we'll go for another half an hour. So we don't just stop the show. We want to keep the conversation going and make sure that you continue to get the shifts and changes that you need in your life. So we're talking about body. We're talking about your judgments to food, how it works in your environment. So when we come back after the break, stay tuned. But we're going to give you a few little tips of how you can align your food with you to make sure that they're energetically balanced.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show, where I want to encourage you to check out the Body Regeneration Method on tracylclark.com if you would like to learn how you can start to empower yourself and really start to move all areas of your life. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fast. That's why I've been able to help so many people just like you around the world get to their desired space. Before we left, we were talking about wanting to give you some tips. One of my favorite things that I learned a long time ago that I love about our food and how it can be integrated to us and how we can use it, it's simple. So one of the things that I learned a long time ago from Dr. Emoto, which I love, he's no longer with us, but he's the one who did the water experiment. You can Google him, YouTube him, and you will learn lots of wonderful things that he did and applied to with water. But he had a tip around food. And we know that love is the highest vibration that we can actually get into. People talk about it, but to achieve it is, you know, we need to be aware. And one of the things that he had spoken about, which I love, is writing love on your food, holding your food, and, you know, sending love to it before you eat it to change that structure, similar to how you see him do it on water. And it does work. And energetically, I've seen it work. I've done my own experiments a long time ago with foods and tests. And a lot of times the reason our food doesn't feel so good for us or isn't connected to us energetically is think about where it came from on all the hands it touched and everyone it touched. That's why, you know, you go through McDonald's, you feel pretty crappy, but you want it at that time. If somebody was in any restaurant or place handling the food and they had a bad day, or those were all vibrations, it moves, it gets into the food. So if you can take, and then you eat it, and then you don't feel so good. I remember one time I went to a restaurant, and before I learned all this, I saw this chef behind, he was so angry. And I'm like, okay, that guy is so mad. You know, those open kitchens. And I didn't know what I know now. And the food came out, I mean, everybody got sick. And it wasn't until years later when it was explained to me and I started to go down and understand energy and how it works and how we're connected. And I went, wow, I started to watch who's handling my food. Where's the food coming from? So if you get, that's why you love your grandma's food. If she's cooking it with love, she's putting all that love into that food and you eat it and you go, how come my food doesn't taste that way? So have that intention that when you're cooking, you're pushing in the love and you're just removing everything wherever it came from, whoever touched it, because there's a lot of truth to that. And if you want to do an experiment, do it. Take three of the same things, put hate on one, put love on another. I don't know, put, you know, something gross on the other and taste it. You'll see it's different. And let it sit there. You will notice. And this is a fun experiment to do. So I write love on everything. I take my hands. I infuse it with love. And then I say the food to me to the food, that it be just very integrated, connected, strong, and that my body likes it. And I'll tell you, when I do this, if my body doesn't like it, it tells me right away. I literally put it in my mouth and it's like, ugh, yuck, no. And when my body started to give up sugar and coffee and alcohol, I took one sip, I started to feel drunk right away, or sugar. It was like, oh, that's so sweet. And it's not that I don't have a little bit of sugar here and there, but my body just doesn't like it. So I listen to it. So where are you not listening? I want to thank the hand of God to allow you to listen to what your body's telling you so you can come more in alignment to make sure that you are integrated with the food you're eating. But don't worry, you can clean it up very quickly just like that, because start to think, where's your food traveling from? Where did it come from? Unless you planted it in your good garden, you don't always know who touched it. So I just want to leave that little tip with you. And I'm going to ask Carter to bring Sonia in on the line.
Yeah, Sonia, you are now on the air.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi. So I guess I just wanted to start off with a little testimonial and then something that you could help me shift.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to show my gratitude to you and tell you how much gratitude I have for not only to you, but to God for that blessed day that I just stumbled upon you. And it's been a little under 2 years now. And I have to say that my life has transformed quicker than any other modality that I have ever used. And I've been on a healing journey for about 10 plus years. So thank you to you. Thank you to God. Thank you for that blessed day that I met you and all that you do for all of us.
Thank you. Don't make me cry. You guys sometimes make me cry, but I'll take it.
It's just words from the heart. So another thing that I've just noticed on a physical level is that, yes, granted, I have gained weight over the last few years. So I am heavier than I ever used to be. But what I've noticed physically is this kind of just extended belly. And yes. I'm not sure. I'm a relatively clean eater. I'm not really addicted to sugars or any kind of vices like that. So I'm assuming it must be something more energetic. But it's something that needs to go now because my clothes don't
fit. I hear you. You're not pregnant. You might make me gag. I am going to let people know on the call that when I do a lot of work with people, sometimes I yawn, burp, and gag. Don't take it personally. It isn't what's happened. So I can see so many people, help with so many people, and allow it to move. And my body doesn't get tired, sick. And I had to learn that as a person working with so many people, because you don't have downtime. A lot of people don't know that tip. So I can feel some of that's coming up. There's yours is reading, and we're going to reset. There is actually some reading in your energetic field around, it's interesting we talk about this last call a little bit, by cortisol and hormones. So the stress is wanting to protect. There is some past life that's coming up as well, and it's coming up through a line that is more on the Aboriginal line, meaning that, you know how they store for winter, you know how they hibernate. So you'll see they have more, like, a lot of smaller legs, round in the tummy, and it's for preservation. That's what it's for, right? So you're crossing over, you've hit some sort of memory that will start to remove out around preservation, that if we preserve in the middle, that you have enough to last if it's like a long winter, you know, like you can get through if it's like a long winter. So that's the easiest way to explain it. But what we want to do is reset actually the hormones and the adrenals and the cortisol, but then also remove the accumulation of the energy where the body picked up that if I have to preserve any energy, it goes right into the middle. And that's why it's crossing over with a past life too. These are the ones that when they start to cross over and we don't even know, we're like, what? I didn't do anything. Your diet's not flagging at all. Your food's not flagging at all. None of that actually looks really, really, really good. You're not even flagging that you need to have more exercise or anything like that. So there was also another thing that clicked in your hormones that looks like you've connected in to also a bunch of other women around change of life, transition of life. So that also for some reason is going to your middle. So I'm going to unhook you and everybody else listening from everybody else that is going through that. That's a normal thing. that bodies will naturally pick up. Because what do we hear all the time? Oh, you know, at this age, we're going to go through this. And at this age, this transition. So what I like to say is we don't use the M word. We use a transition word. So I'm going to override that with transition. But I'm going to allow your body to be very strong and free of the extra weight that wants to be in the middle so we can actually even out. So it's showing to even out the top, the middle, and the bottom. So we have to distribute. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to like just distribute it and it's not going to go away. That's not what I'm talking about. We have to make sure that from top of your head to the soles of the feet, everything is distributed evenly and the body's communicating to all parts so it doesn't have to stay in the middle, because I've had that happen to me too and it's no fun. So I'm going to remove that accumulation of that energy where it's storing. So basically your body went into, I'm a storage house, so if something goes wrong, I have enough life preservation. That's what it's doing. Okay. And it's not fun. So I'm going to get rid of all this for you. I'm going to pull all of this out and I'm going to create some more tension within the stomach muscles. So what happened was, as the storage, it's like the muscles started to become lazy. They're saying lazy because it's like that. When I say they, it's sometimes I hear things. So it's getting lazy. So we have to strengthen it in. And it's actually okay. This sounds funny, but the picture that I've seen is, tell her to do those where you like suck the stomach in, hold it for 10 minutes, let it go. And it's only because as we adjust the, and do it about 5-10 times a day, as we adjust the muscles and pull them in energetically, we just want to give it a reminder to be strong to going back to what it was. So do you have a reference point of where you go, I liked it when it was like, when I looked like this? Do you have a time frame where you went, I really like?
Shortly after I had my children.
Okay.
I was much thinner than I am now.
Hey, I was too. I like that. Okay. So, well, I'll take that. Okay. Yeah. Good. I'm pretty much back to being the same. So I'm going to link you back. So I want you to take that image, see yourself there. Thank you, God. I'm going to override and impart that image over top of where you are now. So I'm going to actually reference that back. So meaning we're going to pull it forward so the body can have a memory of what that was and start to pull in the tension and the strength in the core, in the muscles, and we're going to remove where the muscle wall became lazy. It has nothing to do with life lazy. It's actually how your body's just communicating. Oh, there we go. Thank you. See? Yeah,
thank
there
you
we are.
So much, Tracy.
Perfect.
Thank Love you, Healing. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Wow. See, that's a big one. A lot of times as women, we will actually plug into a lot of what other women are going through, depending on where our age and demographics are. So for men and women, we both do it. It's very interesting. A lot of times in our heavy days of stress and life, we can get into a place where we're feeling overwhelmed. So yes, cortisol is one that goes off. So it is one to watch. And even if you need a supplement or something once in a while, go for it. You know, your body's going to tell you. Just know that supplements and medicines aren't long-term. They're for short-term. And that's how you know you're getting to what you want to go, what you need. So thank you for calling in, everybody. So remember what I said about how you can use your food, how you can align. I want to talk a little bit more about that, do a little bit more clearing when we come back after the break. I want to encourage you to check us out at tracylclark.com. If you haven't checked out our partnership program, I just want to put it out there because we have so many beautiful souls and they call into the show. They see the changes because we're with you each and every day. And there's nothing better than when you get support each and every day and really start to empower you so you can look at your life properly. You can ask questions. You can move through. So it's like you have a coach and an energy practitioner, an energy transformation person like me in your back pocket every day. So, you know, we all need that. And that's what I love so much about that creation. When the hand of God showed me to do that, it took me a little while to put it together. But it took me 2 years, actually. And every time it changes and it morphs, because the people in that program, they get to actually really direct where we're going. What does spirit want? They say, this is what I need. This is what I require. And in life, these are the bumps, because sometimes it might be a physical issue, sometimes a mental, emotional, a financial issue, and we get on it right away. So what I find happens mostly with people in life is we leave things till we have a crisis. And if you leave things till you have a crisis, you've left it too late. I was that person. So don't leave things till the crisis. That's what we're here to help you constantly move forward so you don't have to wait for a crisis. You can see it. You can be back on your feet in a couple of days. You'll know what to do because you're armed. You're armed with that support and that love and with the direction and the guidance of a lot of people with a lot of love. All right. We will check you out right after the break where we're going to get a little bit more detail of clearing up some food, judgments, and your body.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. All right, before we left, we had some great callers today. Thank you guys for calling and being vulnerable. When we have those awarenesses, that's where you get the shift and you just fully integrate. One of the things I want you to also understand is when we shift and move the energy within the body and we have the awareness, it's done, it's done. So you don't have to keep repeating and going over and over and over. So I want you to actually, when we're talking about food and we're talking about body, I want to just thank the hand of God to give you more strength and motivation of movement, because your body does need to move and remove the accumulation of all the nasty things you told yourself. So in my world, we call them negative energies or word curses, but I like to call them word curses. And how many times have you cursed your body? I know I still find myself sometimes going into this. And my partner still says, stop it. So I have a lot of support, because sometimes I will fall back. I will hit a field where other people are doing it. And what also it does for a lot of us as women, and men do this too, it's a form of control. But how many times have you said, I'm too fat, or I'm too skinny, or I'm too tall, or I'm too short, or my body's not working for me, or I have this ailment? And you're allowing all those accumulation of word curses of how you spoke to your body to define who you are now. And I've been talking a lot about this. If you have time, check out our YouTube channel. It's on my website at TracyLClark.com. There's so much free content there, because I want you to be shifted and moving. And this was the theme of the video today, is how much of this stuff are you defining who you are now in your life? So how much do you allow food to define who you are? How much do you allow all those word curses to define who you are as a, in your body? When this body, I want to really align you and strengthen you to understand you chose it. You picked it. You wanted to show up this way. No, you know, you did. So if you start to understand that, love it, embrace it, thank it for taking you on this journey. Like, we forget, we come through illnesses and sicknesses, or we've lost weight and we've had this integration and we treat our food better and we're grateful for good food and that we can buy good food and plant good food. But then we're like, it's still not enough. It's not enough. So what we want to do is remove those accumulation of all the word curses. So think about everywhere you have cursed yourself, where you have said things. And I want to thank that God for lifting off those roots and seeds, the roots of where those were planted, meaning where in your timelines. It could be in so many timelines, we don't care. Where was it? And let's start to move that out. I'm going to start to move and pull that out. They look like big old trees that have huge roots. So let's get rid of that accumulation. And I'm going to thank that God of overriding, you can say universe or divine, it's energy of love, overriding that to impart freedom. Freedom from the overthinking, freedom from the overanalyzing, freedom from the judgments you've made on yourself, around your body, how it works for you, how you eat, and what you do with your food. So let's release all of that out and let's let that go so you can actually be in harmony with your food. All I want you to do is that one exercise, be in harmony with your food and make a declaration that from this day forward, I'm not going to allow food to determine, you know, who I am moving forward in those past experiences. Don't pull in where you lost weight before and you gained it back. Don't pull in where you ate crappy and now you're eating good. Don't pull in any of the past and you went back to eating crappy. So let's move the yo-yo and the ping pong and move all that accumulation of energy out and override it. Thank you, God, with imparting new information that you get a new day. So you can choose differently, but the past doesn't have to affect how you move forward. So you can be strong in loving your body, thanking it, supporting it, moving through with it the way that you want to, and have the physical health that you desire and have a relationship with you to your food to you. So it's a relationship. It's not everywhere it's been filling a void. Everywhere it's been filling for stress. Everywhere it's filling trauma. Everywhere it's filling bitterness. Everywhere it's filling a void. Let me thank that I'm God of removing that accumulation out. No, we burped that one out. Let's move all of that energy out and override it and backfill the voids with love. I really want to put this frequency in, because when we backfill the voids with love, then what happens is you can start to be in harmony with food to you and you to food. You're also going to find you're going to have more motivation. You're going to feel more like, I need to stretch. I feel like I need to go walk a little bit more. Your body needs to move. So if anyone tells you that your body doesn't need to move, it needs to move. So I'm going to reset all of that accumulation for you. And I'm going to also remove a little bit more of the judgments around what you classify food. So this is good food. This is bad food. This is junk food. This is healthy food. So we're going to move that out, all of that out. And we'll strengthen the actual, we'll increase the muscle. We'll ask your muscle memory to come back. So we can ask that, you can talk to your body that way, the muscle memory to become strong, to become back to where you are. No different than how we did with our last caller. We said to her, let's go to a point right now. All of you, find that point. Where would you like to go again? And that should be when you're in the space where you're starting to talk to yourself very negatively, go back and pull that image up of where you've been or maybe where you want to be. And hold that nice and tight. And I'm just going to align all of this all the way through. Thank you, God. And I'm going to pull out the roots again. So the things, the information you don't need to know about. And I will put you into alignment with all the food groups. And know again that as your body changes and vibrationally shifts, there will be foods you'll naturally not like. You heard me talk about coffee. You heard me talk about in the restaurants. Like, I don't like even heavy cream sauces anymore. My body doesn't like it. I used to like it, but it doesn't. So what I'm going to do is also thank the hand of God of raising your vibrational levels to have the awareness of what your body doesn't like. Because a lot of times it's not just about clean eating. It's really discerning what your body likes and doesn't like. My body hates kale. It does not like kale. And people kept saying, have kale. This is why. I tried it. It didn't like it. I was like, ugh. And then people tried to tell me it was because I said, no, my body just doesn't like it. So I find other ways with my greens, right? So you've got to start to listen. So I want to increase that innate ability inside, that intuition inside, the communication. And like we said, most of the time when you're holding extra weight, most of the time, when you're judging your food, you have an underlining fear. And I really want to leave that with you today to really go, what is my underlining fear? If I let this go, what am I afraid is going to happen and transpire? Because every time it's the root of fear of something holding us back, and it can be very, very, very subtle. I was talking in our partnership group today about a fear that came up a long time ago for me, and I didn't think I had a fear, but it was how I was saying it. There was a fear, and it was a fear I wasn't going to get to where I wanted to go, even though I thought I was like, yeah, that's where I want to go. And when I changed that way of speaking, I started to unfold the direction of what I actually was desiring and asking. So I want to open this space for you. I know we discussed it with Kathy today, and I want to leave it that you will open up your space to let go. And what is the underlying fear? If you let go of that addiction to food or the weight, what are you going to be looked at? And that we can shift. So again, thank you guys for joining us. Join us next week. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m., we are here Eastern Time, and we are going to be learning to step into a greater awareness of you, give you some more tools that you can use to work with in your own life, and really open your awareness factor so you can get ready to go. We're hitting the fall. So with fall comes great change, and we've had so much change over the summer. You're going to start to see those things that you've been asking for manifesting and desires to open up. So that is the place you want to be. And I encourage you to check us out at TracyLClark.com. There is free YouTube, free Instagram stuff to help you get through to where you want to go. But check out the Body Regeneration. The next module 1 and 2 is going to start in October. It's all online. A lot of fun, a lot of laughter, and getting you empowered. So if you want to be empowered and learn how to use your tools, that's where you want to be. And you might know somebody that wants to be there. I encourage you to pass it on, because it's how we work together. We can't do this alone, that we continue to grow. Have a great week, everyone. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.